Episode 11, The Biggest Bulge is in My Head.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day! I'm so glad to see you. Come in. Oh, my goodness gracious. How are you doing? Are you doing great? I have missed you. So glad to see you back or hear you back. Either way, I love having you. Welcome. Come in. All right. It's our time. It's your time. It's your time to create your now. It's your time to be your best selfie. Are you ready? Are you ready to impact the world around you? The people that you come in contact with? Are you ready to conquer the world? Yes, you are Superwoman. And you are gorgeous too. I must say, you're looking very lovely today. Whew. You know what? Have you ever told yourself that very often? Well, we're here to talk about the biggest bulge. Yeah, I'm not talking about your stomach. Nor am I talking about your booty. That's your bottom, okay? That biggest bulge I'm talking about is your head. Yeah, you heard me right. I'm talking about your head. That's always our problem. We get sometimes so caught up in our own head that we can't get out of it. And so I tend to do that too. So I thought, you know what? Let's chat about this. Because, you know, I love having you here and I love chatting with you and it's just fun. It's like, it's girl time. Don't you love girl time? I love girl time. It's our time. It's your time. So let's get started here. You know, this bulge that we have, it's amazing when it's working right, but it can really do damage, really do significant damage to us if we let it continue to grow and to fester. And it's funny because I actually looked up the word bulge and it says swell or protrude to an unnatural extent. And you think about it, man, if my head it actually grew and could grow by the thoughts that I have up there sometimes, holy Toledo, I don't know what kind of screwed up alien I would look like, but I would really be messed up, I think. I think I would have like probably 25 different protrusions in some areas and a few horns and no telling what the front would look like. I would probably have this really, I don't know, I know I'd have a few knots on there because I'd probably be running into more than a few walls and knocking them over. But I say that kind of lightly and funny, but it is serious because what we think about, we bring about, and our minds are so, they're so amazing, but they can torment us too. And, you know, I really got to thinking a while back in my journey how I told you all that I'm a mom of five and I was nursing or pregnant for 10 years. Okay, so for those of you who haven't had children, I'm sure you're like, oh my gosh, I can't imagine. And for those of you who have had children, maybe you've had one or two, or maybe you've even had more than me, you can so relate that nursing or pregnant for 10 years can totally bring your body to, I mean, woof, you're talking about up and down on weight and hormones and everything. And I mean, I always had a baby around. I was always changing diapers. And my head, man, that bulge was, like I said, I'd have 25 different things happening in my brain. I would be more than a freaky alien, okay? You could not, I don't think anybody could be as creative as what my head would look like with just those bulges. So when you go through all of that, you tell your things, you know, yourself weird things. And for me, I considered myself a cow. And I said it actually very lovingly. I'm a cow. And I said it because I could pump in one setting 16 to 18 ounces of milk. Okay, that's a lot of milk. Okay, so for you guys that are listening in, that's a ton. Okay, that's a ton. And I could do that every single pumping time. And I would pump usually two times a day minimum. Okay, because I was working outside of the home when my first ones were born. And so I pumped and, so I called myself a cow and I never realized that as I continued to do that, and I was doing it jokingly, but I kind of was becoming that later on. And looking back after my journey, I was like, wow, I kind of felt like a cow. You know, I felt like my wonderful breasts were hanging so far down, they would just, you know, drag like a cow would. And I was like, that's just not right. You know? And so the things that we think about, we bring about ourselves. And that could do some major, major, major damage to us. And so I really want you to think about getting rid of the bulge, okay? That swelling within you, because you don't want to look like a freaky alien. Trust me, you don't want to go there, okay? And you're too beautiful. And you have so much to give. And so why have a freaky head up there? Why mess it up? We don't need that bulge in our head. So one thing that becomes a problem with our bulge is our negative talk, okay? That negative self-talk that we give, that we allow ourselves to give, and we listen to it, okay? I want you to think about something that someone said to you that really hurt you. And this may be kind of hard to talk about. This may bring some sensitive tears to you. And, you know, I'm right there with you. It's hard. But I think it's important that we as women understand that this negative talk is so damaging to ourselves that it goes far, far, far beyond just the mental part of it and looking like a freaky alien. It goes to our physical well-being. It goes to our mental well-being. It goes to our financial well-being. There's so many parts that it goes to. And so I really wanted to take some time to discuss it and kind of go with it. So think back about something someone said to you. Okay. And you know, it's got to still sting a little bit. I know I've had things said to me that still sting. And they've gotten less over the time because I have gained skill to release that and to forgive and to press forward. But there's still a little bit of a sting there. And so when you have that negative talk, it begins to shape you. And so you really need to guard it. So I want you to think about the people in your lives that give you this negative talk, okay? Now, you can control your negative talk to you, okay? And we're going to talk about that later here in our KISS segment when we get there. But right now, I want you to think about, okay, who within your spectrum, your friends and your family, have negative talk over you? It's real important that you begin to get control over that. And the thing is you can't control what they're saying to you, but you can control you being around them, okay? And I know that's tough because maybe it's your husband. Maybe it's someone that you really, really love. And you don't know what to do about that. And so that negative talk, you have to find a way to overcome that. We're going to talk about that here towards the end, okay? And that's a challenge. And for you, the women who are having that challenge of the spouse is not supportive and it's emotional abuse, it's all in the mind. I'm praying for you because it is tough. It's tough. That's not always a situation you can get out of. But your friends that you surround yourself with, you don't have to spend all your time with them, okay? You need to pick and choose who you hang with. Have you ever heard of that you're the sum of the five people that you hang with? Think about that, okay? Just think about that. Is that who you want to be? Those five people that you hang with, you are the sum of them. Wow, okay? All right, so that negative talk. The other thing is sometimes that big bulge deals with fear of failure, fear of defeat, and sometimes even fear of success. Yeah. Sometimes it's like, oh, if I was to lose all this weight, I'd be a totally different person. Okay, well, when I lost my weight, my personality didn't change, but my size changed and the way people looked at me on the outside changed. But you know what? My true friends still saw who I was. That part didn't change. And so that bulge sometimes, and we create this fear, this fear of failure of like, oh my gosh, I can't go there. I can't do this. It scares me. It's totally out of my comfort zone. You know what? That's okay to be out of your comfort zone. In fact, that's when you grow the most, pushing yourself out of your comfort zone, okay? That fear of failure is just something that's going to, it keeps you on that roller coaster, and that you never get off. That ride goes on forever. You know how roller coasters, you finally get on the ride and it's like, oh, it's gone and done? Yeah, not with fear of failure. It sticks with you. And it tends to haunt you, and you replay it over and over and over again. And then on top of it, what if you actually were defeated? That fear of defeat of, oh, you didn't do it. You failed. Ultimate failure. Yeah, epic failure is what my son says. Epic failure. You don't want to be an epic failure. But you know that our heads can do that to us. Then, you know, there's also that lack of belief. You don't believe. You don't believe in yourself. You don't believe that you're worthy. You don't believe that you have something extraordinary to offer people. Yeah, you do. You matter. You are incredible. And you can do anything you set your mind to. And when I say anything, I mean anything, because nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible. So when you look back at the negative talk, the fear of failure, the fear of defeat, even that fear of success, and you think about, I don't believe in myself. If I don't believe in myself, then I'm definitely not going to be able to do it. You have all of that, man, that's torment. That's that bulge. That's that bulge in that head that keeps swelling up, and it's not a good swell. And sometimes it can get so infectious that it starts to go to your children, the ones you love the most. It starts to go to your spouse, the one that you hold dear to your heart. And maybe even that bulge is pushing your spouse away. Yeah, it can do that to us. So some way you can actually fight the bulge in your head and get rid of the biggest bulge ever is start with you. Yeah, you, believe it or not, it's you. You can do this. You can create your now and become your best selfie. And it all starts with the kiss. Okay, are you ready? Here it is, the kiss. Letters, love letters. Yeah, I'm serious. Love letters. You're like, I don't have time to write myself a love letter. Oh, yes, you do. And you're going to. It is so important to show yourself love. And I'm not talking about self-absorption love. Okay. I'm talking about true love, because you see, God said, love your neighbor as you love thyself. And you know what? Most of us don't love ourselves. Most of us don't love that reflection that we see. And so that whole bulge in our head just gets bigger, and it tends to trap us even more. And we just don't know. We just don't know what to do with it. So you start with love letters. Okay. So seriously, I want you to get a post-it out. Okay. I know, another post-it, but I'm serious. Okay. Also your screensaver. Your children are adorable, but right now your bulge is more important. And I told you, it's not the bulge around your middle. It's the bulge in your head. Okay. So right now your screensaver is going to change. All right. And your screensaver is going to have a love letter to you. Okay. Whether it's maybe, I am beautiful, I am worthy. You light up the world. You can make a difference. You make a difference. Not you can, you make a difference, okay? You really want to write this down, okay? I want you to put post-its up, okay? And not a lot, okay? I'm not asking for a ton. 5, 5, 5. If you really want to go magical, go for 7, okay? I love 7. I love the number 7. And you'll understand why later. Besides that, we're a family of 7. I believe it's a God number. I love number 7. You know, I really never thought about it, but 7's a great number. So if you want to go all out, max 7. And I say 7 because then there's 7 days in a week, okay? You can put a post-it in your car, all right? So when you get in your car, put it in the area that you don't look at much, like that battery area, okay? You don't have to cover up where everybody could see it. Just put it there, Okay. It sticks there because it, you know, it works. So put it there and you can see that you make a difference. You are gorgeous. Okay. Maybe you want to put a one word. What's your life word? Maybe your life word is joy. And so maybe you put down there and you say, you are joy with a smiley face. All right. I want you to put one in your bathroom. The mirror that you look in the most, I want you to put one on your bathroom. I want you to put one at your nightstand. Okay. You need one at your nightstand. So when you wake up in the morning, you see it. You are beautiful. When you go to bed, you see it. You're gorgeous. All right. I want you to put it in your panty drawer. Yes, I said the word. Okay. Your underpants. Put it in your underpant drawer. I know that's silly, but you know what? We spend some time in that underpant drawer. So put it there. Okay. No one's going to see it. And you put it just on top. And as your clean clothes come in, you just move it. Okay. And you put it on top. All right. Yeah, it sounds funny and silly, but I'm telling you, it works. I want you to put one in your wallet. So every time you go to pay that bill, okay, or your checkbook, both, okay, in your wallet and your checkbook, because a lot of us have, what, debit cards. We use our debit card. So put it where your debit card is so you see it. I am incredible because you're incredible. Write it down. You're incredible. You may have a favorite saying. And you never really thought about it. Write it down. It is that important, okay? I know this is going a little bit longer than normal, but I'm telling you, that bulge in your head is huge, okay? And you need to start working on it. And by taking these little post-it steps, these little love letters to you, you're going to change that, okay? I'm serious, all right? Stop laughing. I'm telling you, it works. And if you're skeptical, go prove me wrong then. Go do it and then write me and say it doesn't work because I want to hear from you. But I really want you to try, all right? Put it on your cell phone, okay? Put it on your computer screen at work. Put it on your computer screen at home. Okay. And make each one of them different. I'm only asking for five, I said, but for the magic, go for seven. All right. You've got seven areas. That is your kiss. Okay. Mwah! You are amazing. You're incredible. You're industrious. You're beautiful. And you are. Go out and be incredible. Okay. Because you know what? You make a difference in every day. Everybody you come in contact with. I love you so much. And I truly, truly, truly know that that bulge can be a life changer and for the good or the bad. Okay. So if you want the good side, then let's do this. Let's do this together. It's time to train for life and you're going to love your journey and go write yourself love letters. All right, go do it. There's your kiss. I can't wait to chat with you later. See you soon. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.